We're going to go right down. We learned how Naomi Nebuch lost her family, her husband, Elimelech, Machlon, and Chilion. And the pasuk says now she was a Galmuda, she was alone with her two daughters-in-law. So the pasuk reads like this. V'atokom hi v'kalo yiseho. So her and her daughter-in-laws got up. V'atoshov misdei moyov. And she returned. Kishomov misdei moyov. She already heard while she was in stei moyov. Kipokar Hashem esamoy lo seis lomlech. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael food. Very strange puzzle. First of all, it sounds like she really went back. Fatokom hi v'kalo yiseho. Fatoshav. Toshav is a loshen, she returned. Not vatelech. Fatoshav. Sounds like she really went back. Fatoshav misdei moyov. Not only that, whenever you have a mem, al pi diktuk, it means from. Okay? So, If I go to Brooklyn, I could say I came from Muncie. Right? If I'm in Muncie, I can't say I came from Muncie. I'm in Muncie. Say I'm going to. I'm going to Brooklyn. But here it says a loshen, Patoshav Iva Chaliseho. Her and her kalas returned. Patoshav Mizdei Moyev. She returned from Stei Moyev. That means she returned already. From Moyev. She's not in Moyev anymore. She returned from Moyav. That means she's already in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever she is. And then it says, Kishoma Bizdei Moyav, because she heard, now starts giving you the cheshbon. She heard in Stei Moyav, Kipokar Hashem Esamel Osam Lechem, that Hashem has saved his nation. All of a sudden, now it goes back. Fatei Tzimin Amokam Asho Hoysa Shom, she went out. Ushtei Kalo Yisrael Yimo, they went to return to the land of Yehuda. That's what the pasuk says. That's Yehuda. Now the pasuk is going to go into her discussion with Rus and Arpa, which I'm not going to go into now. That we'll leave for tomorrow. What exactly Shakla V'tai return? But just this pasuk alone is difficult to chap. These two pasukim, difficult to chap. It sounds like they left already. She got up and she went back to Eretz Yisrael. Then it says she returned. And then it says she got up with her daughters-in-law to return to Eretz Yehuda. That's number one. Number two, the Torah uses a double lashon. It says, Vatei tzeimin amokoyim vatei lech. I'm sure everybody remembers. It sounds familiar. It's a chazal. Chazal and Parshas Vayetze. Where over there it says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, he went to Charan. Rashi says, what do we learn from there? Kishe Yoshev Tzadik B'ir, when it should just say Vayelech Charana. What's Vayetze Vayelech? Kishe Yoshev Tzadik B'ir, Zui Zivo, Zui Adora. When a Tzadik is in the city, that's the beauty of the city. If he leaves the city, that's the double lashon. So the Medrash Rabbah by us says the same thing. Rabbi Zalya b'Rab Simon Oimel Godel Shabir Zui Zivo Zui Adora. The great person in the city, he's the beauty of the city. He's the light of the city. Pono Zivo Pono Adora. V'chein atamoytze b'Yankiv Avina. Yeah? So Chazal are comparing Naomi to Yankiv Avina. It's a big thing. Chazal are saying that Naomi is like Yankiv Avinu. Just like when Yankiv Avinu left Be'er Sheva, the beauty of the city left. Pono Ziva, Pono Adora. Same thing when Naomi left, she was like Yaakov Avinu, the beauty of the city left. First of all, it's a mouthful, what Chazal is telling us here. Unbelievable. Naomi in the same league as Yankiv Avinu. Okay. I'll tell you what bothers me. What bothers me is forgetting why the Torah picked her as a symbol. picked Nami as a symbol? That's a good question. From all the G'dayli Ador, from Yankiv Avinu until Nami, we pick Nami. That's a question on its own. But if she really was going back, she's such a tzadekes, why is she going back for such a reason? The pasuk says, "Kishoma b'zdei moyav ki pokan Hashem esamei losa islam lech." She heard that the economy in Eretz Yisrael is back. The hunger is gone. I don't understand. If she's such a isha tzadkanis, she's on the level like Yaakov Avinu. Ponaziva ponadola. So why doesn't she have a? She should have gone back to Eretz Yisrael without the fact kishoma ki pokan Hashem esamei. Elimelech did a chet for leaving Eretz Yisrael. If Naomi really was such a madrega, as soon as her husband died, she should have returned. The pasuk is made. She only returned ki shama ki pokar Hashem esamei los Yisrael. Why is that? There's a lot of other ha'oras here, but I'm going to tell you one yesod that's really going to answer many, many kashas, including the ones we raised. When we were learning Parshas Vayetze, so I asked the question, why was Yaakov Avinu picked as an example of Pono Ziva Pono Hador? So I said like this. I said that, some of you may remember, I said that Pashtus, when you learn the Chazal, it's just giving a tzaddik a pat on the back. Tzaddik, you know who you are? When you're in the city, Zui Ziva, Zui Adora. When you leave the city, Pono Ziva, Pono Adora. Pashtus, you learn Chazal, it's just telling the tzaddik he should know how choshev he is. Look in the mirror and go, psh, that's choshev. When I'm in the city, Ziva, Zui Adora, I leave the city. It's a nice, good boost. I said, it's not psh. Pshat and Chavad, that's also part of the Chazal. Chazal are telling us another thing. They're telling us that a tzaddik has an obligation to influence the place where he is. A tzaddik, Yankiv Avinu left Be'er Sheva. He was leaving the highest place, Be'er Sheva. Now he went to Choron. Choron knew low lives. He's together with Yitzchok Avinu. He learned by Avraham Avinu till his Bar Mitzvah. And then he learned by Yitzchok Avinu. And now he's going to Choron? What, to go to Lavan? Well, what's going on here? So there's two ways. One way, you know, America, when the Jews immigrated to America, both before the war and after the war, there were two types. There were only two types. There was one type that came to America and they said, you know what? It's not Europe. It's America, the Treif in the Medina, they used to call it, right? We can't bring up our kids religious here. It's not Shaykh, it's America. There was no infrastructure for a religious lifestyle. They weren't really yeshivas, they were a little here and there, but primarily. So they got off the boat and they said, it's a new life here. We can't live the way we used to live in Europe. It's a new place. Unfortunately, those people's children fell off the tracks. Nobody could blame these people. Nobody could blame them. Nobody knows how they would fall into such an assignment. But that's a fact. And then you had another group that came to America uncompromising. They said, it doesn't make a difference where we are. We're going to take whatever we had in Europe, we're taking it to America. I'm talking about from a religious level. We're not going to compromise. Those people were not only zeiche to survive, but they rebuilt. And they made the Satma Rebbe zeiche tzadik l'vrocha Reb Yoel when he was maspid Reb Aaron Kotler. He said, Magid shvoche shel Aaron shel Yeshina. Reb Aaron Kotler did exactly what he had in Europe. He planted in America. Uncompromising. Rashi's teaching us that when Yankiv Avinu left Be'er Sheva and he went to Lavan, there are two ways he could have gone. You know, we spoke about Zman Krishma earlier today. Yaakov Avinu could have been originally, he kept the Magen Avraham's man. But now he's going to Lavan. I mean, come on. Lavan wakes up 11 o'clock in the morning. He's drunk all night. All right, Shaim, I'm going to keep the guns, man. Krishma from the gun. Right? Till now, I was makpid on Chol of Yisrael. Listen, Rivka took care of the milk. Now by Lavan, Chol of Stam, it's okay. Nishkeferlach. He could have decided that now he's going to compromise. He's going to a new place. It's not realistic. No. Kisheyeshev tzadik b'yir zui ziva zui adora. The tzaddik has to know he has an obligation. He has to be the ziv of the city. And Mela, when Yankov went to Choron, his attitude was, I'm taking what I was in Beersheba, and I'm planting it in Choron. I'm not making any compromises. Tzaddik doesn't have a right to make compromises. I'm going to plant whatever was over there, that's I'm planting over there. When Nomi ended up in Moav, Shtickle, she was an oinus. Her husband took her, Elimelech, took her to Moav. Yishik Shero Yisrael Tzayim Baila. She did what her husband requested. She went. But then, she was part of Moav. She was part of the Moav culture. Her daughter-in-laws were Moavios. Her sons married Moavi women. She was part of the Saviva. But Nomi, and if Nomi would have done that, and she would have completely been absorbed in Moya, she never would have made it back to Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. Who knows where Malchus Beis David would be. Says the Pasuk, V'atokom hi v'chalo yiseho. Nomi stood up. This is while she was in Moav. But in her mind, in her soul, Vatoshav Mistei Moav. She in her mind was already back in Eretz Yisrael. She didn't allow the Sviva, the surroundings that she was in, to change her. Memela, because of that, she was able to go back. She was able to go back there. Then the next pasuk says, "Vateitze min amokim, vateilech, vateilachna." But that was only able to happen because Nomi, while she was in Moav, was vatokum to stay Moav. Even while she was in Moav, she held on to herself, so she was able to return. And that's why Chazal compared this to Vayetze Yankov, because the way I learned Vayetze Yankov, it's the same message. The message is that tzaddik has to create the environment, not be mevatel himself to the environment that he's in. That's the pshat. And that's memele. When it says, Kishoma b'stei moyov kipokar Hashem asami los eslam lechem, she heard that the matzav ruchni of Klal Yisrael improved. So now she said she belongs in Eretz Yisrael. But she already in Moav was yearning to be in that kind of a matzav. She in Moav was already vatokum. She already got up while she was a Maya of Hibachal Yisrael. And Mamela, she had what to read. And this is something a Yid always has to know. He has to always be an environment creator, not somebody that becomes bottled to the environment. You're an environment where morality are decaying. You have to be Zui Ziva Zui Adora. That's our job. And if that's the way you are, then you have Atoka. Then you could get up. Then you could go. But if you're mevatel yourself to the environment, then chas v'sholom, there's no place to get up from. The Noyim Megodim, one of my favorite velter and chumish for the Noyim Megodim, he says, "Miyeh nidachacho b'kzei hashamayim." It's the same idea. "Mishom yikabetzcha Hashem lekecho." So the Noyim Megodim asks, simply it reads, no matter how far away from Hashem you are, you'll be able to come back. You can bet Hashem lekecha. Hashem will bring you home. So it should really say, "Im yiyeh nidachacho mikzei Hashemayim." Right? You're far away from Shemayim. The Noam Gadam says, no matter how far you are, there has to be a part of you that's still B'Ktzei HaShemayim. There's a part of you that's still connected. Then, Misham Yikabetz HaShem Lekech. The Eibishter could pull you back if you're still connected. That was Naomi. While she was in Moab, it was Vatokom Nistei Moab. While she was in Moab.